Today, Kiwis yet to see higher rates thanks to migration. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, from this post covering finance and property news. Well, the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee held the official cash rate at 5.5% on Wednesday in Wellington, New Zealand. This was expected by most economists, but the central bank has been spooked by stronger near-term growth that's been driven by the return of international students and immigrants after the pandemic.
So today, the Monetary Policy Committee agreed to maintain the official cash rate at 5.50%. We are confident that the interest rates are restricting spending in the economy and that consumer price inflation is declining. However, inflation remains too high, and the committee remains wary of ongoing inflation pressures from where we are. Internationally, economic growth has been stronger than was expected at the beginning of this year, but it does remain below trend and is likely to slow further. This subdued growth outlook will continue to restrain New Zealand's export revenues. In New Zealand, demand growth has eased, but by less than anticipated over the first half of 2023. And in part, this is due to the strong population growth. The OCR will need to stay at a restrictive level so that demand growth remains subdued and that inflation will return to the 1% to 3% target range. Wage growth has eased from recent peaks, and demand for labour is softening, with job advertisements now below the pre-COVID-19 level. At the same time, strong inward migration is increasing the population and adding to labour supply. While population growth has eased the supply constraints in the economy, the effect on aggregate demand are becoming apparent. This is increasing the risk of inflation remaining above target. As a committee, we are confident that the current level of the OCR is restricting demand. However, ongoing excess demand and inflationary pressures are of concern to us, in particular given the current elevated level of core inflation. If inflation pressures were to be stronger than anticipated, the OCR would likely need to increase from here. At the least, the Monetary Policy Committee agreed that interest rates will need to remain at a restrictive level for a sustained period of time, so that consumer price inflation returns to target and so as to support maximum sustainable employment.
As a result, there was a significant surprise, raising its forecast for the official cash rate, implying a greater chance of an increase and predicting no reduction until the middle of 2025. This was the final scheduled policy meeting of the year, and they said that they would be prepared to hike rates in 2024 if inflation doesn't deaccelerate fast enough. We are confident, we are restrictive with our monetary policy stance now, and that provides us the ability to wait, to watch the data, but certainly highlights our willingness to move if we have to, Governor Adrian Orr told reporters. We are showing an upward bias to the interest rate, but it's not a probability. Now, in fact, markets are out of kilter with the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, as investors have in recent weeks ramped up bets that central banks globally, including the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, will pivot to rate cuts in the first half of 2024 as price pressures wane. But Orr said the Reserve Bank of New Zealand is concerned that inflation has been outside its 1% to 3% target band for so long, and that record immigration and a housing market recovery are adding to upside risks. In fact, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's updated forecasts show that the average official cash rate is going to go up to a peak of 5.69% next year, compared to 5.59% in its previous projections. And while that's not projecting a 25 basis point increase, the track does imply a reasonably high chance of one. The first rate cut is now envisaged around the second quarter of 2025 rather than the first quarter, or said that the Monetary Policy Committee is nervous that inflation, currently at 5.6%, has been outside its target band since early 2021, and considered raising rates at the meeting they just held. Core inflation is coming down, but it's not coming down as fast as the Reserve Bank of New Zealand would like, and it remains persistent, Orr said, adding that two-year inflation expectations are not moving rapidly back toward the bank's 2% goal, and the 10-year inflation expectations are creeping up away from the midpoint of the target band, Orr said. We take that as a personal assault on our credibility and mandate. The Reserve Bank now projects that inflation will fall below 3% by the third quarter of 2024, unchanged from the previous forecast, but the economy is now seen avoiding the recession the central bank had predicted previously. While growth in parts of the economy is slowing, there has been less of a decline in aggregate demand growth than expected earlier in the year, the bank said. Committee members noted that net immigration has been higher than previously assumed. In fact, New Zealand has experienced a record inflow of migrants, adding to the risk that inflation remains sticky. Net migration rose to 118,835 in the year ended September, which is way above long-term trends.
So one of the reasons that we have a higher profile is because we have more spending and investment, and that is in part the government relative to what we had anticipated from the budget. But the bigger driver of it is actually the total level of spending in the economy, and that is largely driven by the growth in the population. So we're in a really challenging period for monetary policy where per capita consumption is actually declining as a level, but overall consumer spending is rising because there are more people, more New Zealanders.
And while this has increased the supply of workers into a tight labour market, the demand side effects are becoming apparent, the Reserve Bank said. Members noted that net immigration has been higher than previously assumed. This has increased the supply of workers into a tight labour market. In addition, while top-line consumption is rising, per-person consumption is slowing, suggesting that migration is actually driving inflation. So actually, it's a lose-lose situation for workers whose real wages will continue to fall while their essential rent and mortgage costs are driven higher. Strong population growth has contributed to an increase in housing rents, it said. Rent increases and any increase in construction costs in response to greater housing requirements affects inflation directly. In fact, the monetary policy statement also suggests a further slow recovery in home prices as building starts continue to ease, but they are working towards debt-to-income and loan-to-value ratio controls, which will be available in March next year. The bank, though, does not appear too worried about this move higher, which is, of course, again connected with migration demand. They said that house prices had stabilised after earlier declines, with strong population growth and increased nominal disposable incomes offsetting the effect of higher debt servicing costs. Nick Tuffley, the chief economist at ASB Bank in Auckland, said the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's statement hammered home the message that interest rates need to remain high for a sustained period, and with some risks of a further official cash rate increase. This message was a shot across the bows of those picking a relatively swift start to the eventual easing cycle. Others, though, were less convinced, with Stephen Antopoulos, head of research at Bank of New Zealand in Wellington, saying that the rise in 10-year inflation expectations to 2.28% from 2.22% is hardly disastrous, and that the general trend in expectations is still down. Still, it's clear the Reserve Bank of New Zealand needs to see the whites in the eyes of inflation's success before it contemplates easing, he said. On that basis, we've decided to move our first rate cut back to August 24 from May 24. Now, the New Zealand dollar ended slightly higher at 61.49 against the US dollar, and the two-year New Zealand bond lifted 1.05% to 5.045%. Now, a couple of points here. Firstly, the truth is now that the migration driver is directly connected to stronger inflation. That's now absolutely clear and certain. And I like the way that the Reserve Bank of New Zealand goes around their business. They're much more transparent and direct about the issues at hand. It's also worth noting that government expenditure was higher than expected previously. And of course, with the new government, there's a question about whether the mandate for the Reserve Bank will change with a stronger focus on the inflation targeting rather than employment. But in contrast to, say, Australia, where the Reserve Bank governor there is still talking about migration being positive rather than not, the truth is outed in New Zealand. The bottom line is simply this: high migration leads to higher inflation. Higher inflation means higher interest rates for longer. So the obvious choice is to tighten migration and do it urgently to pull the economy back into line. And the fact that home prices are continuing to rise as incomes actually ease back is yet another pincer movement on households already feeling the very high interest rates. And I keep coming back to this thought: the longer that interest rates are higher, the more the impost on consumers will build. More will move from fixed rates to variable rates. Those variable rates will be a lot higher. And over time, of course, household cash flow gets more and more constrained. So kudos to New Zealand once again. They're calling it out. And I think the markets need to come to a different conclusion from the one that they're still holding to, that rates are going to be cut soon. If the high migration stays with us, expect rates to be higher for longer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.